Today, the Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, met with safety stakeholders in the Cape Winelands municipality to discuss provincial needs and priorities, or PMP, and existing safety plans. This workshop focused on improving safety through effective oversight of policing, making safety everyone's responsibility, and optimizing safety and security risk management. Minister Fritz said, "The Policing Needs and Priorities, or PMP, refer to an annual public consultation process facilitated by the Western Cape Department of Community Safety so that the key role players in the community are consulted on their safety and policing needs. What makes this process so effective is that we are joined by various stakeholders in the safety and security environment that are believed to represent the broader population and who have influence over resource allocation." Minister Fritz added, "The reason we do this is simple. The Minister of Police, Bheki Tele, is mandated by the Constitution to determine the national policing policy after consulting the provincial government and taking into account the policing needs and priorities of the provinces. The PMP process assists me as the Minister of Community Safety to determine these needs, which are then submitted to Minister Tele. These are then considered when resource allocations are made to the province." It was further iterated that the Cape Winelands District Municipality is mandated to provide coordination and strategic support to the 5 local municipalities within the area of its jurisdiction. Further, that in terms of the Constitution, local government is mandated to promote a safe and healthy environment. Municipalities are obliged to dedicate their financial and administrative capacity towards achieving a safe and healthy environment and to involve communities and community organizations in this process. The constitutional mandate is further expressed in the Local Government Municipal Systems Act, which obliges the council of a municipality to exercise the municipality's executive and legislative authority and use its resources to promote a safe and healthy environment in the municipality. The Department of Community Safety previously transferred 1 million rand between the 1st December 2018 and the 30th of November 2019 to enable resilient, sustainable and quality living environments through the operationalization of the Municipality Safety Plan in the Western Cape. It should further be noted that local, provincial and national government are not solely responsible for creating safe environments. Each and every single one of us has a role to play, as it will take a whole of society approach to ensure that safety is secured in our province. This means that as parents, teachers, NGOs and good citizens, that if we are to see crime stop, we must immediately act and report it. Additionally, we should take it upon ourselves to support or volunteer in our local neighborhood watches and community policing forums. Under the leadership of Minister Albert Fritz, the Department of Community Safety will continue to use every tool at its disposal to safeguard the residents of the Western Cape.